This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing in the grains here on Wednesday?
Now we're seeing a little bit of weakness in the beans and the corn. Wheat market's a little bit steady right now. The beans continue to fade back. We've had a lot of strong surge here, essentially on Monday and Tuesday. I think a lot of that had to do with what was going on in China. I think the reality is the market surged on Monday. I think a lot of the Chinese officials knew what was going to happen. And then what happened overnight on Monday, China announced some massive stimulus into their economy. That gave us another round of buying late on Tuesday. And then we kind of faded off of that late in the day on Tuesday. And it's kind of bled into the overnight, into the early session on Wednesday. There's people, Mark, that are kind of questioning how much is this really going to help the economy near term. What I mean by that is they lowered like the bank lending reserve requirements, which will push a lot of money into the system. But you got to still have people feel comfortable to come in and actually money, even though there's more available. They did lower some interest rates here and there, but it's the same situation as their economy continues to struggle. And a lot of people are saying maybe this is the wrong kind of stimulus to really turn their economy around. So, you know, the initial excitement was, hey, China's economy starts to roar. They're going to buy a lot of beans. They're going to buy a lot of protein. If they can't get that economy turned around and deflation continues to become a problem, like a lot of people are suggesting it could be, that would be price negative to the world because they tend to be the big consumer of raw commodities.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 1.5 at 410 and a quarter. November soybeans down 5.5 at 1036 and three quarters. October soybean meal down 290 at 320.70. October soybean oil up 25 cents at 44.20. Chicago wheat up a half cent at 578 and a half. Minneapolis wheat down 2 3/4 at 609 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1 even at 570 even. December oats down 4.5 at 360 and a half. On the Merck, October live cattle down 42 cents at 182.77. October feeder cattle down 17 cents at 245.62. October lean hogs up 40 cents at 82.52. Class 3 milk is unchanged at 23.28. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.